in Daf Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis, let us again start from the top of the Amid. Gufa Isha Barishen Shoshten Aleh Bifnei Atzma. This is the first sheet is Rav Yehuda. Isha Barishen Shoshten Aleh Bifnei Atzma. That by a Pesach Rishon Shoichten Aleh Bifnei Atzma, she could bring her own Korban Pesach. It must have before means Bifnei Atzmon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shoichten HaPesach Alo Yochid. Ubisheini Oisin Oisa Tfeilo Lacherim. By Pesach Sheini, she cannot bring herself. She can only bring Alts Tfeilo Lacherim. Others bring the Korban Pesach, and she can be a money together with them. And we had said over yesterday from the Masses Moshe that this gather of Tveila is that she is unable to bring a Kolben Pesach because she's Mufke from the Ritzui of a Kolben. You can't be Makre of a Kolben for her. But she does have a Schus Achille, so she can become a Monoi on a Kolben Pesach that is Nikrab for Schorim, and she can become a Nitbal to their Kolben to get Schus Achille in the Kolben. That is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Isha B'Sheini Shoichten Aleh Bifnei Atzma. Rabbi Yosi holds that Isha could bring a Pesach Sheini. Vein Tzorech Leimer Berishen. Rabbi Yosi holds that both of them are Achoyve. Rabbi Shimon Yomer Isha Berishen Oisen Oisa Tveilu Lacherim B'Sheini En Shoichten Aleh Kolika. Rab Shimon holds that by a Pesach Rishon she could only be a Tfeila, she cannot bring herself. By a Pesach Sheni she can't even be a Tfeila. Zok the Gemara b'Amai Kamiflagi. What is the machlekes between these three Tanoim? Rab Yehuda Sava b'michsas nefoshes. By Pesach Rishon it says nefoshes. So nefoshes is a loshen sosum v'afilu noshim. So noshim can also bring a mechuyev to bring a Pesach ish. V'chitei mehochi afilu b'sheini nami. By the Pesach sheini also noshim shebichay. K'siv chetoi yiso ha'isha hu. Ish ein ishaloi. We mentioned yesterday, we're speaking about a posik and b'midbar test posik yud gimur. And the posik says as follows. V'isha shehu toir v'derech loy hoyo. So that's speaking about Pesach Rish. So ki kolban Hashem is a loshen im. Im kolban Hashem lo hikre b'mayadoi. So according to Rebbe, it means this is starting a new subject. That im kolban Hashem lehikri b'moyadi, if it did not bring a Pesach Sheini, is cheta yiso ha'ishahu. Cheta yiso means yischayiv koris. And here by Pesach Sheini it says ha'isha ahu, so memela we're speaking about a ish. So there's a miyat ish v'loy isha. Frek de gemore v'chitei mehochi afilo tfeilo nami b'sheini loy. So let us say this is a miyut of Pechlau, she can't become a monui on a Pesach Sheini. And the Gemara, Hani kechol chukas ha-Pesach letfeil abalm. I have a posik, kechol chukas ha-Pesach, so that is coming to tell me that she could be a tfeil. That is Shitas Chab Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi, my time, Rabbi Yosi holds that Noshim are Achoy Besai Berishin Sai Beshein. Sedachsiv Berishin, Bemirsas Nefoshes, Bafiloishe. By Rishin he holds the same drosha as Rabbi Yehuda. It says Nefoshes, Afiloishe. Uchsiv Bepesach Sheini, Venichasa Hanefesh Ahi. It says Venichasa Hanefesh Ahi. Mi Yisrael, the Shash is Moichik, and as we said, that in the Maramokim from the Torah Oyer, that it says Sham, he says Sham Tezvot, and we'll explain this in Rashi. Nichasa Nefesh Ahi, Nefesh Bafilu Noshim. So by it says by Pesach Sheni, we have to see what this pasuk says, but by Pesach Sheni, by Pesach Sheni, benichas anefesh shehi. So this by Pesach Sheni, she teichet nefashes, afilu noshim. Ve'elo cheta yisa ha'ish ahu lemutaymai. So why it says ha'ish by Pesach Sheni? Lemutay cotton mikos. That's not a miyatan isha, it's a miyatan cotton. The Rab Shimon that held that noshim are barishin tfeile and b'sheinim mevien kolike, so ksiv barishin ish. By Pesach ishin it says ish. Where this ish is, we'll see later in the sugya. Ish in, ish aloy. So by Pesach ishin I have a miyat. V'chitei mihochi afilo tfeile nam iloy. Anilei b'michses nefoshes. So it says b'michses nefoshes tachoysu. So memele. So there we learn that they could be a monoi legabi achila. The tveila. Vechiteime afilu b'sheini nami. B'sheini also the noshim should be a tveila. B'yet rachmone b'sheini d'chsiv cheta yisa ha'ish. Ish ein ish aloy. Memaika memaitle. Imechie. Hashta berishin loy b'sheini mi boy. So memele yizichanat mechuyim. El alav mitfeile. He says, the ish is memayit pesach sheni, that an ish cannot even be a topel to a chabura of schorim. Let us see Rashi. Ein shaychtin oleha kol ikir. This is the memra of Rab Shimon, that the pesach sheni we will not shecht at all. Vafilo tfeile. The loy shaykhe bay midi. She has no shaykhes at all with a pesach sheni. Vi I ochla bay, ave pesach necho shalolim nuyib. She cannot even become a monui la achila. Puhu adin la avodim. According to Rab Shimon, avodim also don't bring a pesach sheni. They can't even be mitzar, they know ichlem boy. Vi ochli avodim venoshim, berishin shen rishus boy. Then they could eat. Avo bisheni loy. Tafilu merishus imit kedulakamon, that's a mit tafilu lagabi rishus. Now the Gemara says, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that noshim are achoive berishin? It says, b'michsas nefoshois, midlaiksiv an noshim, afilu isha b'mashme, nefoshis is kailul afilu noshim. Ksiv, now how does he know by a sheni it is not a choive? Ksiv b'sheni cheto yisa ha'ishahu v'hochi mashme leikro. So pshat and posik is as follows. V'ha'ish asher hu toir u'bederech lo hoyo v'chodol lasis ha'pesach rishin v'nichas. So that's the first half of the posik. Ki kol ben Hashem, ki loshen shimush, I. Ki is a loshen shimush of I, kshe kol ben Hashem lo hikriv b'moy adoy b'sheini cheta yisa, b'hoche dorish b'perik mi shahoyo tome, and I'll explain soon the different yersois over here. In the Ma'oris Gemara, it says, Ali b'drab Chananye ben Akavya. Inami, I kol ben Hashem lo hikrev b'mei adoy b'sheini cheto yiso. This is the psagirs of the Ma'oris Mesod. And let us explain. The Pasuk again in Bamidbar Tes says as follows. V'isha shu toye b'derech lo yehoye v'chod olasis ha-pesach v'nichesa ha-nefesh ha-him me'yamel. So this Pasuk, the first half of the Pasuk is speaking about Pesach Rishin. He was toyer, he wasn't b'derech choyke, and he did not bring a Pesach Rishin v'nichesa ha-nefesh ha-him me'yamel. Now the Pasuk says further, Ki kol ben Hashem lo hikriv b'moy adoy cheto yiso ha'ishahu. Now, there's three ways how to learn this Pasuk. Hanegei alonu, we just have to know two ways. because the Artanoim learned one of these two ways. There's Rab Hananya ben Akavye, and there is Rebbe. And let us go how Rab Hananya ben Akavye learned. Rab Hananya ben Akavye learned as follows. The Pasuk said, V'nichaso ha-nefesh ahi me'ameho. If he did not bring a Pesachish in his Chayiv Koris, ki korban Hashem lo hikriv b'moy adoy. That is, when is he Chayiv Koris? If he did not bring a Pesach Sheini, then cheta yisa isha, then he's Chayiv Koris. So according to Rab Hananya ben Akavye, you are only Chayiv Koris if he was Hizid Berishin v'Hizid b'Sheini. If he was amazed on both, then he gets Koris. And he gets chorus for the Rishon. So the key is a Loshin E, if that means, but this is a Pirish and Venichas. When is Venichas a Nefesh Ahi? If a ki E, Kolben Hashem Lahikre Vamoyad, if he did not bring a Pesach Shaini, then Cheta Yisei Shodan Yishayiv Chorus. That is Rab Hananya ben Akavya. And according to him, it is Hizib Berishin of Besheni, then he's Chayiv Koris. According to Rebbe, Rebbe holds that Sheni is Regel Bifnei Atzmai. So Rebbe learns Pshat in the Pesach as follows. V'yishashu toir b'derech lehoyo v'chod olasis ha-Pesach, he did not bring a Pesach Rishin, v'nichus ha-Nefesh imameh, he's Chayiv Koris. Period. Now, ikol ban Hashem lo hikri b'moyadoi, if he did not bring a Pesach Sheni b'meis, let's say he was a Sheigig b'Pesach Rishin, let's say he was a cotton by Pesach Rishon. He called on Hashem lehikri, but he did not bring a Pesach Sheini. Cheta Yisei Yishu is Chayiv Koris. So according to Rebbe, there's two Mechayivim, Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheini. According to Rab Hananya ben Akavye, he's only Chayiv Koris on the Pesach Rishon if he was amazed on the Pesach Sheini. He was amazed on both. Is it Berishon and Besheini? Then he's Chayiv Koris. Now, so let us see the Loshon of Rashi. So it's very much mashma like the Haggah of the Ma'oris Gemore. So let us again see Rashi. Ksiv b'sheini cheta yisa yisho. V'hochi mashma leikro. V'isha shehu toir b'derech lo yoye v'chod olasis pesach rishin v'nichas. Ki kol ben Hashem. Ki loshon shimish I. If. Kishe kol ben Hashem. This is like Abchanan ben Ikavu. When is Ichayiv Koris? When he did not bring the Pesach Sheni also, Schetta Yisa. V'hochi dosh bek misho yitomi, alibe d'Rab Hananya ben Akavya. That's one way you can learn. Inami, there's another way you can learn. Let's stick in an E, this the Mechay Misodah sticks in the E. Ikol ben Hashem lo hikri v'moyadoi b'sheini. If he did not bring a kol ben Hashem b'sheini, that's Rabbi's drosh, Chetta Yisa. So the first lashon, because Rashi says kishe kol ben Hashem, so that is very much mashme like Rab Hanani ben Yakabi. It's a tnai, it's a pirish. When is he chayiv koris shekol ben Hashem lahikre b'moyadoi b'shein? But al kaponim atzad ashovish abishneim. That the key is a lashon e, and it's speaking about Pesach Sheini. Either it's a new mechayiv according to Rabbi, or a tnai in the. A tnai in the mechayev of the kolos of Pesach Ish. But al kaponim it's speaking about Pesach Sheini, and there it says ha'ishahu ursiv v'sheini v'nichaso ha'nefesh ahi. Now this is going according to Rabbi Yosi. Now what did Rabbi Yosi say? Zomazachnochem ibechazon Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said that noshem achayev Pesach Ishin, it says michsas nefoshes. The Pesach Rishon says nefoshes. Noshim achai bePesach Sheini, because it says v'nichaso anefesh ahi. So it says also nefesh. Now let us again say over the posik and let us try to find the v'nichaso anefesh ahi by Pesach Sheini. Again, the posik says v'ish ashehu toir ubederech loyhoya v'chod olasis haPesach v'nichaso anefesh ahi miyamel. So v'nichaso says by Pesach Rishon. Then the Pasuk says further, ki kobna Hashem lahikri b'moyadei cheta yisa yishahu. By Pesach Sheini it does not say v'nichaso ha-nefesh ahi. That says by Pesach Rishon. And Rabbi Yosi says that noshim achayev Pesach Sheini, because it says ursiv v'pesach Sheini v'nichaso ha-nefesh ahi. So Rashi was looking with licht where does it say this pasuk? That's the problem over here. Uchsiv b'sheini v'nichesa ha-nefesh shehi. Like the Rashi, the Af al-Gav, the Arishin Koi. Like the Rashi, a very pertinent question. V'nichesa ha-nefesh shehi, speaking about the Pesach Rishin. Miu. Zucht Rashi, that's true. V'nichesa speaking about Pesach Rishin. Miu. Ki kol ben Hashem, Hasheini Koi. Uchtem ha-vashinim, like we said before. Now Rashi says, Rebbe's Droshe. Like we just said before, the Gemarinen bo Koris lekamon. The Gemara says later that you're chayiv Koris on a Pesach Sheni. How do you know you're chayiv Koris? Hai chetoy yisa mivenosa chetoy the mebor es Hashem. Rsivei es Hashem umegadev v'nichras. Now just let us explain again what Rashi just said over here. Rashi just said as follows. By Pesach Sheini it says Chetoy Yiso. Now what is Chetoy Yiso? A very vague Oynish. He'll be Noisei his Chet. We have the same problem in Vayikruch of Dalet Posik Tezvot. Vel B'nei Yisrael Tedaber Leimer Ish Ish Ki Yekalel Eloikov V'noso Chetoy. So by Mekalel Eloikov it's also a Loshen V'noso Chetoy. So we know upon the one thing, that the same Oynish that there is by Mekalo, and Mekalo there is by Pesach Sheni. It says Chetoy Yiso, it says Venosa Chetoy, it's the same Oynish. But exactly what is this Oynish, we don't know. Now there's a third Pasuk, and Bamidbo Tesvav Pasuk Lamed, that says as follows. Ba'nefesh asher tase biyodro mamina esrach minager as Hashem hu megadev, v'nichiso ha-nefesh ahi mikerev amon. So now this posik, the third posik, says, as Hashem hu megadev v'nichiso. Now there's a machloikis weiter, is as Hashem hu megadev, does that mean mekalel as Hashem? Or does that mean mishoyre lifnei avodazo? There's a shah on the Gemara weiter. Al kaponim, Rebbe holds that it means mekalel as Hashem. So now we work backwards. So the pasuk says as Hashem hu megadev v'nichaso. So we see mekalel as Hashem is chayiv koris. So that what it says ish ish ki yekalel lekov v'nosa chetoy is koris. That what it says pesach sheni chetoy yisa is koris. So now we will make a transplant. That what it says by pesach sheni chetoy yisa will now put in parentheses. What does that mean? V'nichaso ha-nefesh ahi. Because now we know what it means. So the v'nichiso ha-nefesh ahi, which says in Bamidbo Tesvav Lamed by Mikalo, we put this into Pesach Sheni. So it's ke'ilu, it says by Pesach Sheni v'nichiso ha-nefesh, because that's what Chet Yisa means. It means colors. So memele, so now we know it says nefesh by Pesach Sheni v'nichiso ha-nefesh ahi. So the Meile, that is what Rashi says. Let us again see Rashi. Uchsiv b'sheini v'nichas ha-nefesh. In fact, Rashi, the v'nichas ha-nefesh that it says, that it really says in the Pasuk, that's speaking about Pesach Rishon. Da'av gav darishin koi, miu, ki kol ben Hashem, Hasheni koi, uchda b'foshina. V'gemrin in b'koris, in koris, we know that Pesach Sheni is chayav koris, lekamon. Hai cheta yisa, we learn at cheta yisa that it says by Pesach Sheni, mivnosa chetit mevorches Hashem. We learn that from over there. In dechsiv bay, by mevorches Hashem, the oinish is as Hashem umegadeh v'nichis, v'goyma is v'nichis ha-nefesh, v'nichis ha-nefesh ahi. V'havi keman dechsiv nefesh b'gufay, so it's keilu, it says by Pesach Sheni, nefesh b'gufay. So that's what the Rishash did. The Rishash was Moichik Mi Yisrael, because there's no such Posik Mi Yisrael. And the Rishash said not what the way that the Torah Ur said, Shom Bamid Botes, because the Gemara does not mean the Benichus HaNefesh Hi that says by Bamid Botes being by Pesach Rishon. We're saying that Chsiv BePesach Sheini Benichus HaNefesh Hi. So therefore he's the Rishash says, Shom Tezvot. In Bamidbo Tezvav, Bamigadev, it says V'nichas HaNefesh Ahi, and we transplant this to Pesach Sheini. So Memele,
So it says Ke'ilu, it says by Pesach Sheini, Nefesh. So it says Nefesh, so we see Klor, that Koris is by Noshim also. Ksiv Berishin Ish, now we'll go to Rav Shimon's Drosha, it says Berishin Ish, Lekamen Boy, my Ish Ksiv Berishin. Where's there an Ish by Pesach Ish? Period. Now let us see Taisus. Uchsiv b'sheini v'nichiso ha-nefesh ahi afilu isha. This is Rabbi Yossi's drosha. Rabbi Yossi learns out, it says, b'sheini says nichiso ha-nefesh afilu isha. Zuk Taisus, v'loi navke l'Rabbi Yossi isha mikechol chukas ha-pesach. The Mehosam Mapik Rabbi Yehuda Tfeila. Frek Tachtoisvus, why does he have to learn out from Nefesh? He transplants Nefesh from Megadev and he brings it here, and Nefesh is Kailo Noshim also. Why does he have to do this? Let him say, Kechol Chukas HaPesach. Rabbi Yehuda learned from Kechol Chukas HaPesach that Noshim B'Sheini Atfeila. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said Tfeila because he had a biut ish v'loy isha. So, Amela, he had to make a kugel. So, ish v'loy isha means for chiyah, and kachol kukas ha-pesach is with Tfeila. That Yaisi holds ish v'loy kot. So, he doesn't have a miut. So, he doesn't have a miut. Let's learn a kachol kukas ha-pesach. Why does he have to bring a new drosha? Oh, it says nefesh by Pesach Sheini. Nefesh is kailu, the cable. So, that's Taisvis Kasha. So Tais says, if he would not have this pasuk on nefesh, he kechol chukas ha-pesach have a mekmina lei va mekmina ela l'tfeil. Then he'd say the same thing that Rabbi Yehuda said, that it's going at tfeil like Rabbi Yehuda ve'ish lemutei chayve. Hilkach. That means really the miut of ish is memayit isha. That's what one should really say. And you have kechol chukas ha-pesach, that'll be tveila. The only, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda said, and that's the yashris, ish is b'may tisha. But therefore, Rabbi Yossi had to bring a nefesh. The nefesh is mal b'isha. So you can't be, you're not b'may tisha, you're mal b'isha. So then ish is b'may kot. That's how it goes. But if he would not be soymech on the nefesh, he would say ish is b'may tisha, and then kechol chukas ha-pesach is only tveila. That means he would say the same thing like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a matter of opinion. Why do you need a miut on cotton? A cotton is not chayiv b'mitzvahs. So a mele, so there's not a baronshin. So a shteitzer is not chayiv kotz. The beautiful teretz that the Sfasemis wants to say, the shitas harabeinu tam in Shabbos, Yibomis, that like as a rishonim, what's the difference between koris and misa b'day shemayim? So Benetam says, Koris is Hu Vizari Nichras. That's a Taitch Koris. And Misab De Shemaim is Hu Nichras. Other Rishayim learn there's a difference in Zmanim. But Benetam says, that's the difference. Koris is Hu Vizari Nichras. And Memele and Misab De Shemaim is Dafke, he alone, not the children. So the Sfasem is, according to Benetam, it's beautiful. It says in the Posig says, Ki kol nashem lehikre b'mayadoi chetoi yisa ha'ish ha'hu ish v'loi kot. That means his children won't die. Even though there's a chiyiv kores, and normally according to the Rabbeinu Tam, kores brings with itself an oinish on the ktanim. But here it says, chetoi yisa ha'ish ha'hu ish v'loi kot. That's what he wants to say. But I'm thinking it over now, it's bite from poshet, because if the taich of Koris is ariri, that's the taich of Koris, and we learn out from over there, So it's Epis Abyssal. We learn out Cheta Yisa from Megadeth. By Megadeth it says Venichisa. So, and that's the Taich Chorus. I learned that Chorus, but it's not Chorus. I mean, so Lachayre Cheta Yisa Yisha Hu Yishva Loikotten. It's Abyssal Modne. Because, so there's not Chorus. That's not Misa B'day Shemayim. That's not Chorus. So Lachayre, it's not so poshit, what this Vasem says. Akaponim Taisis Herakash. But you need a posik to tell me that a cotton shehigdol ben shnei psochim. The salke daitach the chayiv las is pesach sheni. The mashmalon the sheni tashlumim the rishin hu. Beg mishayetami mashma the nafkalon mikro achin. So there's a whole tumult over here. How Taisvish jumped into the pesach. Tashlumim derishin. This lechayr is not Rebbe and not Rab Hananya ben Akavya, but the Maimisoda wants to say that Tais is going according to Rab Hananya ben Akavya. According to Rab Hananya ben Akavya, so the posik is as follows: when are you chayiv kores bePesach rishin? If you are amazed in bePesach sheni, so v'nichisa if ikolben kishekolben Hashem laikra b'mayadoi then chetayise for the Pesach rishin. So that's what Taisus means. So if you have a cotton that was nisgadol, ben rishin l'sheini, so he won't be. He wasn't since he was a cotton be pesach rishin. So memele, even though now he's a gadol, But the Taisus, but the peg misha tami mash be denafkelom mikra achin. We have another pasuk, not the ish. We have a. According to Ramnani ben Yakavi, you also have a different drosha. We have, according to Ramnani ben Yakavi, that is the drosha, because the pasuk says if he was amazed, Pesach Rishon, and amazed, Pesach Sheni, then he's chayv kores. So automatically, you're memayit akotn sheni is God. We don't need this ish. If the lomdis is that the pasuk is speaking about, that now he's a godl, and the reason he doesn't bring, he's not chayv kores because he wasn't amazed by Pesach Rishon, so that's the reason. So that's the reason. He's a godel now. He's amazed at Pesach Sheni. But the reason is because he wasn't amazed at Pesach Rishon. So you can figure this out without the Ish. That's Taisvus Kasha. That means I don't need the Ish to tell me this. According to Rav Hananya ben Akavya, the Pasuk is telling me this. According to Rav Hananya ben Akavya. So Taisvus doesn't like this either. But Al Koponim, there's a beautiful Rishash over here. The Rishash asks, okay, let's forget about it. So Taisvus says that the Pasuk is telling us that a cotton shen is gadol ben rishon l'sheni, so the pasuk is telling us that he doesn't bring a he's not chayev kolos and pesach sheni. So let's forget all other droshes. That's what the pasuk is telling us. Pektach the rishash, I mean, what's a drosha? Ish v'loy cotton. Well, this person is a gadol now. Now this is all kasha. A cotton you don't need a meal. So Taisa said the pasuk is speaking about that now he's a gadol. Now he's a gadol. So he was a godel by the Pesach Sheni. He became a cotton in between. But he's a godel now. I would think he's chayiv kores. So shteit in posik, ish v'loy cotton. Frekter Rishash, now he's a godel. Now he's a godel. I am a maid a cotton. He's a godel by Pesach Sheni. So he wants to say a beautiful word. He wants to say that, what does the posik say? The posik says, cheta yisa ha ish hahu. Chazal darshan Megillah, hu achashverish, hu berishay mitchilosay va'atzoifot. He was always a roshet. So he wants to say, cheta yisa isha hu, he was always an ish, mitchilosay from Pesach Rishon till Pesach Sheni. That's a isha hu. So memele lafuki was a cotton by Pesach Rishon. So memele, so then he's, if he was a cotton by Pesach Rishon, she's not chayiv kores. This is a beautiful pshat. So Taisvis took care from Adrosh. But Taisvis says, Bemison, this is a problem in other places. The Perik Dalad Mises, Nami Kosha. Amai Itztach Ish, Prat Lekotten, Bebo Aleishis Ish, Aleishis Oviv, Bal Hazocho, Baal HaBehene. He says, there's Miyutim, that if a cotton is Bo Aleishis Ish, Ish Ashinev Aseishis Ish, Ish Prat Lekotten, that if a cotton is boil on eishashish, he's not chayiv, he's not nenash. There's a miyat on eishashoviv, there's a miyat on lazocher, there's a miyat on labaheime. So Taisa says, why do you need these miyutim? the Ritvin Kedushin Daf Yutes, and this first kasha of Toisves, why do you need a mit ish prat lekotten? So the Ritve in Kedushin brings down this kasha. Why do you need a mit? A kotten is a lav baronshin. So he brings down a very interesting raivet. The raivet says as follows: Salke daitach amino ba'arayis lechayiv. I would think that by arayis a kotten should also be chayiv if he's a bentes. Shrei biyosoi biya. V'dumye de mesasik ba'aroyish shul chayiv mipnei shenene. Kamash melon, the kiven de kotnu, einoi bar onshim af bezu. So the Raivet really said a beautiful teretz. The Raivet seems to say as follows. That what a kotn is a lav bar onshin, because he's a lav bar das. That means everything is done without bashleimen. So it's a ket, it's a feltach in the mezit, so a mele, so felt in the das after veira. That's why there's no einish. That's the whole, that would be a mokim to think that's the ptur of kotn. So a mele and a veira that you need, that's a meise, that you need das. A kotn is a lav bar das. Oh, but by arroyis. I feel a misasik b'chalom b'arroyis is chayiv shekein ene. So we see by arroyis, I feel it's done shaloi midas. He's a misasik. It was misasik b'heta, b'ol b'yodoi, iso. Afal piken yuchayiv. So this is an aveira that you don't need das to be chayiv. The etzim maisa, I feel a belidas, is a mechayiv of an oynish. So I would think that there's no ptur of cotton. That's what I would think. It's kamash melon fakert. The kiven de kotnwein e baronshin af bezu. Even though there's no chesorin in the maisa veire, afal piken the teire was chosalov not to be manishim. This is lechayra teretz on one of the miyutim. This is here's a few miyutim. Mea ishesoviv zocha beheime. Bal kaponim, this is a very interesting ritve. B'shem haraibit. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Umay ish de koma Rab Shimon. That we said before, that Rab Shimon is memayit noshim from Pesach Rishon, from ish. Where does it say ish by Pesach Rishon? Ineime v'yikru lehem ish sele beis ovois. Ahu mi boy leilich de Rabbi Yitzchok. That posik is coming to be memayit ktanim. Da omar ish zoiche ve ein kotten zoiche. So memayla that ish is not memayit ish, it's memayit kotten. Ve elo me ish lefi ochloi. We learn now, me ish lefi ochloi tochoisu alase. We'll explain the drosha soon in Taisvis. Let us devour see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Ksiv berishen ish. Lekami boi ma ish ksiv berishen. Ish zoiche. Lacherim bilaki chosoi. Im lokach mekach letzerech acherim. Oy kibel matone l'shem acherim. Keder si v'yikru ish sele beis ovois. Ve'ein koten zoiche de'ein nase shliach. Now, I just like to say, we see from this Rashi two nekudas. Rashi says pshat in the posik, v'yikru lohem ish sele beis ovois. So Rashi says, the acquisition of the seh, Rashi says, was done through two oifanim. One oifan was bilaki chosoi. The yikru is a lotion of purchasing. Im lokach mekach letzeirech acherim. He purchased letzeirech acherim. That means he's giving money and doesn't want to be kind of the seh for himself. He's giving money and yene should be kind of the seh. Or a second case of a v'yikru, he's acquiring the seh, not through purchasing, a matone, nizoyched for yena. Kibul matone l'shem acher. Now, the second case is, mistame, what's the kibble matana l'shem echer? He made a maise kinyin, he made a meshich, he made a agba, whatever name of kadak is niknis, and he picked it up, and he was zeiche for yene. That's the normal tzir of schiye. The tzir of schiye is that a person on his own initiative makes a maise kinyin, that the chaloisa kinyin should be for yene. That's a din of zochel adam shaloi befonov. In this, the pasuk says, an ish can do this, but a cotton can't do this. Now, the first case, Rashi says, it is speaking about, not a maton, it's speaking about a mekka. He purchased it for yena. Now, purchasing it for a yena, we have a whole sugya in Sechtes Kedushin. That doesn't work. That's not a poshetin of schiye. L'chayra, that's a din midin evet knani. The Gemara learns out from the shichur of evet knani that a person can give money, even though he's not the koine, even though he's somebody else, he can help that yene could be koine. That means that's the shichur of Eved Knani, that Reuven gives money to the Odin, and Eved Knani becomes Meshucha. So this is not the din of Zochin la'odam shaloi befonah. The Gemara learns that a new din of Eved Knani. Why do we need a new din of Eved Knani? Because the poshete maise kinyan of kesef is that there's a chesorin mitzav de koine. That means there's a certain mechanics in all maise kinyonim. There's a chesorin ha kesef mitzav de koine. There's a riboy ha kesef mitzav de makne. And these two factors make that the koine was mechasa mamoine, and by you was nesraba mamoine. So that makes that I should be koine the chayfetz. I lost money. You gained money through me. So mele, that is the mechanics of kinyan kesef. Now, these mechanics can only work if the koine was chasa mamoine. If the koine wasn't chasa mamoine, Yankel was chasam amoine. Yankel gave his money and Bevel should be koine. So then you don't have the mechanics of kinyan kesef. So we have a new halacha of eviknani kabbalas rabbi gormoloi. That we learn out kabbalas rabbi gormoloi. Now let us not get involved in the lomdes how it works. But al kaponim dachsach mir Rashi shita over here is the Rab Chaim in Perikei Alocha Gimel Mehilchis Malva Veloive the Yisoid Dine the Eved Knani. This is the lashon of Rab Chaim. Achay kechlois hakol the lomdes of Eved Knani is the nesinosoi shel ze nechsheves avul chaveri. Lamaise, the chiddush is that it works. That my money, the giving away of my money can work for you. That means there's no such din of schiya. My money should help for you. But that's the chiddush of Eved Knani. The nesinosai shel ze nechsheves avul chaveiroi, zogt Rab Chaim, and this din is tolei begidrei shlichis, ubenachi de emet medinei shlichis schiya lesagam bedinei the Eved Knani. Zogt Rab Chaim that Dinei Eved Knani also works with the Gedorim of Shlichus and Schiye, and therefore it will not help for someone who's alav ba Shlichus uschiye. That is what Rab Chaim says. Let me just tell you the Ktzai Soknita Zoy. Could be in different Rishayim. The Ktzai Soskla Eved Knani is not dependent on the gedorim of schiya and shlichus, and the midin Eved Knani can work for a goy also. That's what the Ktzai says. Rab Chaim zoknita zoy. Rab Chaim geitin the Rambam, the Ktzai geitin the Rosh. Aber al kalponim, what the lomdus of Eved Knani is debatable. So our Rashi is klal like Rab Chaim. Rashi is speaking about the din Eved Knani. Ish zoicha l'acherim b'leki chosoi, with his purchasing, lokach mekach l'tzoich acherim, which is din in Eved Knani, and it doesn't help, v'ein koten zoicha, v'ein nasa shliach. That means you need gidrei shlichis, by din Eved Knani also, And since a cotton can't be a shliach, so memela, that's why it won't help. And let us just say one more knetch. We're talking about schiyah, and then Rashi says, why can a cotton be soicha? The ain't nas a shliach. So Rashi means to say, in other words, because schiyah mitam shliches, that the schiyah is totally begidrei shliches, or perhaps we can say a little better, Rashi dachsma says in Ksubis, that the longest, what is schiyah? Schiyah is that a person on his own initiative wants to make a maisa kinyan for someone else. That's schiyah. What is shliches? Shliches means that he was memanami to, I should do a maisa kinyan for him, I should make a maisa kinyan for him. That is shliches. Shliches is with a minui, and schiyah is without a minui. So Rashi and Taisa saying Ksubis dachsach, how does schiyah works? Since it's a schus, it's a non-sadi. If he would have known, he would have made him a shliach. So memele, we have the theoretical minui of shliches without a bepoil dike minui. Because since it's a schus, if he would have known about it, he would have made him a shlich. It's keilu mono. So that's how Rashi learns schiyah mitam shliches. That means it's not a new din. If shad is that the chiddush of schiyah is, that even though there wasn't a befeirish minui, but it's keilu mino, because it's an ansadi, since it's a schus, he would have made him a shliach. So that's what Rashi says. So the posik is telling us, vein koten zoiche, the ein nasa shliach. That's why a koten can't be zoiche, because he cannot become a shliach. Al koponim, the Gemara says, that we need the yikulam ish sele beis ovois, Biklam ish celebes ovis. It cannot be mamayit isha. This is mamayit kotl. So the Gemara says, Elo mi ish lefi ochloi dorish lei lemuute isha. We learn that from ish lefi ochloi that an isha is not mechuyev to bring a pesach ishin, or state ish lefi ochloi techoise ish veloi isha. Yeah. Let us see. Let us see Taisus. Ineima meish se v'ikru lachem isha lebeisavis amiboy lelachem yitzok. So we can't be memayit isha from ish se, so because we need to mayit ish for like cotton. Taimalari. The bereish perik beis mashme de milse de rab yitzok lefi ochloi nafke. The Gemara says in Kedushin, what does our Gemara say? We have two places ish. One place it says, V'ikulam ish selaveis ovis. So another pasuk says, ish lefi ochlei tachoysu alase. It says two. So our Gemara says, V'ikulam ish selaveis ovis, or mayit cotton, that's a mitzvah, the cotton mischie, and may ish lefi ochlei tachoysu mayit ish. The Gemara in Kedushin says nitazoy. The Bereish Perk Beis the Kedushin Mashme. The Milsed Rabbi Yitzchak Meish Lepi Ochloi Tachoysu Nafke. And our Gemara says no. Rabbi Yitzchak, you know from Vikla Mishela Beis Ovis. Ish Lepi Ochloi Tachoysu Umayit Isha. V'aymeri. So the Ri says as follows. The Hosom Mishum V'meish Se Mapik Lishlichus. The loymotzi mapik shliches meish lefiyochloi. Lekach nafke de Rabbi Yitzchak meish lefiyochloi. Avol Talmud de hoche nafke le shliches mo Yeshua ben Kocho. Lekach muki ish se lech de Rabbi Yitzchak. De mashme de mayri bischie tfei meish lefiyochloi. Now let me explain what Taisvis is saying. But before I explain what Taisvis is saying, let us just appreciate the Taisvis Botanic Gemara and Kedushin, Ish Lefi Ochlei Tachoysu is a miyut on cotton. In Chidushi Agriz al Rambam, the Boskirov brings down this Gemara in Kedushin
that we learn now from Ish lefi ochloi tochoisu alase, that we might Ish v'loi kot. Zuk the briske rov, the bahach kro de tochoisu, nemru gam dinei schie shel kinyin momen, dinei schie shel kinyin momen. The briske rov says, he has a hoshtek teire, that there's two inyonim by Kolben Pesa. There's one inyon, there's a bailus for Ritzui. And then there's a din, the din minui is a momenistic yeshus. It has to be shaloi la'achila. It has to be his. In Chayshemish, but it has to be shaloi la'achila. That's what the Biskerov says. And one of his rayas is, because the Gemara says, the Gemara learns out, Hilchis Schiya, now Schiya's in the name Omen is, Tachoy Ish, Lefi Ochloi, Tachoy Su Alase. So what's Tachoy Su? Tachoy Su is a Loshen Minui. An Ish could be Moine for Acherim. An Ish could be Zoichel Acherim. And a cotton can't be Zoichel Acherim. So the Biskara, but that means that Minui is a Schiya in Hilchis. So he says, Gam, Bahach kro de tachaisu nemre gam dinei schiye shal kinyin mok. So that's the ibra of Agamore. The Agamore stops a word too early. Ish lefi ochlei does nothing to do. Ish lefi ochlei tachaisu. Tachaisu means that you're zeiche for yena, chelik in the Kolben Pesach, but he gets a schus that shaloi la'achila. That is the tait tachaisa. So now, let us see, that's one hanok. Now, before we see the cheshbon in Taisvis, let us just say what Taisvis says. Taisvis says as follows, there's a machloikis, how do we know there's a din shlichis? There's a machloikis. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha says, we know what in Shlichis, it says, V'shochtu oisei kol adas b'nei Yisrael, v'lomnei shoichtem, lamik v'shluchay shal odom kemoisei. That is Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha. So we know Shlichis from V'shochtu. So now we know Shlichis from V'shochtu, so then Taisvi says, V'yikhu lem ish sele beis ovis is going on Shchia. And that we learn, ish zoichtem v'ein kotten zoichtem. Now, let us say one more nekudit. That means like this. In the Pasuk of Shlichis, it doesn't say Bechlal, a miyat on Kot. It says, V'shochta Yisrael kol adas b'nei Yisrael. It says, in Shlichis over here. We don't know, could be a Kotten is good, anyone is good. So now it says, we don't have a miyat of Kotten by Shlichis. Now we have a new Pasuk, V'ikulam Yisrael beis ovis. This is going on Tzchiyah. V'ikulam, that is Zoyche for them, Yisrael beis ovis. And this is speaking about Tzchi, and here we have a miyut, ish v'loi kotten, but a kotten is nismay from Tzchi. That is our sugya. Now there's a sugya in Kedushin that did not learn out shliches from b'shochetu. The sugya in Kedushin learned out shliches from v'yikru lehem ish sel beis ovei. That a person is purchasing for them ish sel beis ovei. So that's shliches. So therefore, the Gemara in Kedushin had to learn out Tzchiyah from Ish Lefi Ochloi Tochoys. That means Taisvah says, whatever you learn out Tzchiyah from is dependent from where you learn out Shlichas from. If you learn out Shlichas from Veshochetu, that's Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolche, then you can learn out Tzchiyah V'Iklam Yisela Beis Ovis. If you learn out Shlichas from Iklam Yisela Beis Ovis, then you have to learn out Tzchiyah from Ishla Fi Ochloi Tochoysa. That is the Teretz of Taisa. But now let us again see in the Vemik and Taisa. Teimulari. The Bereish Perik Beis, the Kedushin Mashmet, the Milse, the Agamor, says, Rav Yitzchak learns out from Iklam Yisela Beis Ovis Tzchiyah. The Gemara in Kedushin says that he learns out from Ish Lefi Ochlei Tachoysu Nafk. Va'aymeri, Zakteri, the Hosam Mishum, the Gemara in Kedushin is going to me Ish Se, Iklam Ish Se Lebeis Ovoi, Apek Shlichet, Shlichet. We learn out Shlichet.
V'loi moti mapik shlichas me'ish l'piyochloi. Kin l'anat shlichas me'ish l'piyochloi. Kach natke der Rav Yitzchok me'ish l'piyochloi. So therefore we learn out tchiyah from ish l'piyochloi. Now let us try to explain this. We have here two psukim. V'yikhu lohem ish se l'beisol. V'yikhu lohem, he'll purchase for them, and ish will purchase for them, se l'beisol. Purchase for them, equal level. Purchase will be kind for them. This posik could very well be speaking about shlichus. They made him a shlich. The yikhu lahem, he buys for them. How does he buy for them? They made him a shlich. Sell the base of it. So therefore, this posik could be mashma that they made him a shlich. So this the Gemara says on shlich. Yikhu lahem, al yidei minu. The posik ish lefi ochloi tochoisu. Now this posik, how do we learn poshup shat in this posik? Now the poshup shat in this posik is saying a ish should be monoi verafin yena. A ish lefi ochloi an ish tochoi lachila is tochoisu. He should be monoi alase. So who's talking about shlicha? Someone made him a shliach. But there's a very interesting diak in the pasuk, and ish is a loshen yochid, and tachoisu is a loshen rabbi. The Talmud says, tismenu, tachoisu, tismenu, ir vet veren menuyim. And the Sifrei Chachamim brings down, ayyadei achayla. So we're saying, through an ish, you'll become menuyim. So it wasn't mistaken to say that they made him a shliach. So there, Chazal said there means he was zeiche for them. Ish, lefi oichloi, that means el tut, un tachoisu, you'll become minuyim. That means, tachoisu is a loshen nifal, that they didn't do anything, like they'll become minuyim through an ish. So that is not mashme shliche, that is mashme shliche. So therefore, v'yikhu lem ish, an ish will purchase for them, this could be ayibay shliche. Ish of the Ochlei Tochoiso is not mashmish shlichis that they told them to do it. No, through this ish you'll become minuyim, so that is chiyah. Aval Talmudi Dohoche, Nafkelei shlichis Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch. Lekach muki ish selich et the Rabbi Yitzchok, the mashmah is chiyah tfeimi ish of the Ochlei. That means the posik is zicha speaking about that one is doing for someone else. The yikulam ish selavais of it. Masha'en kein ish lefi ochlei tachoisu is only a dik, it's a loshen yachid and a loshen rab. So if I have a choice of two psukim, it's preferable for me to say that schiya I learn apikulam ish selabeso. Ish zoiche ben kotten zoiche, teime, amai yitzirikro. In fact, the choice is, why do I need a miyut to tell me that a kotten is not zoiche? For kein belon den shlichis lekotten. But there came the Bob Metzia, Muchas the Schia, Mitam Shlicha. Schia works Mitam Shlicha. The Chitay, Memahoche, Kaimel, and the Lente, Ein Loi Shlicha. Maybe you say that's good for the Gilu Yakro. That here I know that Ein Shlicha is Lekoi. That the Marsha, this is only good according to Agamor. That Agamor holds that Peshach, the way you say, Koladas, the Nei Yisrael, Yolong Shlicha. And in Shlicha, it doesn't say a Miyut of Kot. Here it says, Yichlam Yisela Beitobit is speaking about Tzchiyah, but the Pasuk is telling us, why can a Kotten be Zeichet the same Shlichus Lekot? But according to the Gilse in Kiddushin, so there we know already in Shlichus Lekotten, because it says, Yichlam Yisela Beitobit, Yishvele Kotten by Shlichus already. So now why do you need a second Yish by Tzchiyah? That's the Masho's Kashi. Tosfos Teretz is only good by Targumah, not according to the Gemara in Kiddushin. Today morning, came on the English league, a sakati kosh. A mayit, a lamayit, a ne zoite. Why do I need a special meat that a cotton can't be zoite? A fillula ats my English here, bimitsios, a cotton claw can't be zoite. A fillup himself, he can't be zoite. Elm ne dark is sholom. Kadamrina ban is okay. Matthias cherish eight of a cotton is only me ne dark is sholom. It's not really his. A dark is sholom, he says kilo with it. But a cotton can't make a mice a king because it doesn't have any bass. So why did the pasuk get be zeicher for yene? There's no ma'aseh kinyan in gan. Yesh loimer the davke metziah, a metziah can't be koine because he doesn't have a lot about that. Aval matone, the das acheres makna hoise ode. So the masik was shnaim hoise, mechen bepek is kabel, kamin et trer, bezerki, eges, benoitloi. If the cotton is smart enough that he can differentiate between a stone and a walnut, is zoiche la'atme, afilu gabi kinyin di eiraisa. Well, just let me explain 1 minute what Taisus Tafsir Mir is saying. In every Maisa Kinyan, there are two halakim. There's the Maisa Kinyan, and then there's the Dasan Kinyan. For example, you have Hagbol. So the Maisa Kinyan of Hagbol, you have to lift it up. The Kain has to lift it up. The Maki can lift it up. The Kain has to lift it up. Then, besides that, you have to have the Dasan Kinyan. I want to be Kain through this Hagbol. That is the Dasan Kinyan. A cotton can make a maisik, and he can also lift up. But he can't, it doesn't have das, it's a lav bar das. The das and kinyan is not sufficient. So the Melech, Taisa says, in this nekuda of das and kinyan, we can have the das makne. There's a longest das acheres makne. The das of the makne can make the kinyan without the das of the kain, as long as the kain is not against the kinyan. So Mimela, the Das HaMakne is sufficient to make the Chalois Kinyan, as long as the Kainah makes the Maisa Kinyan. That's Shita Satoysis, Das HaCheres Makne helps Mina Teure, and Trashal, according to Shita Satoysis, we always have problems by Sukkis. If you want to be Makne and Eslik to a cotton the first day, so it's Shaloi Mina Teure, and now the second day you're stuck without an Eslik. So, but al kaponim, that's the din das acheres makne, that he's kainim in a teir. So, this means to say like this, that the meat of the pasuk is speaking about, that the cotton made the maisa hagbo. The das was mitzad the makne. The makne will be makne fayene. That means the cotton tells him, I want to be kainim fayene. She says, okay, you just lift it up, and whatever das is involved, I'll be mechavan to be makne fayene, through your maisa kinyan. So, theoretically, al tilchis kinyan would be good, but there's another chesaron. There's a chesaron of ein schiya lekotten, the schiya mitam shlichas, ein shlichas lekotten. So, his maisa kinyan cannot help for yet. Al talocha von ein shlichas lekotten. Rek de gemore weiter. Ha mi de rab yoisi sova lo ke rab shimin. Rab shimin name sova lo ke rab yoisi. Let's refresh our memory. The Gemara said on Amid Aleph, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. If Rabbi Yehuda says ain shoychten ala yochid, Rabbi Yosi says shoychten ala yochid. Rabbi Yehuda holds ain shoychten ala yochid because the pasuk says leisulcha lizboich as a pesach beechod. Not allowed to shechta called pesach for a yochid. That was shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi, what does Rabbi Yosi do with Leisuchal, this boy has a Pesach be'echot? He dashes like Rav Shimon. What does Rav Shimon say? Rav Shimon said, be'echot means Abomas Yochid. And now to Shech to call him Pesach and Abomas Yochid, this man is a Abomas is a lot. So Rabbi Yosi used the Pesach according to Rav Shimon. So it seems Rav Shimon does not dashen be'echot. You can't shecht on a yochid. Rav Shimon darshan is be'echot. You can't shecht on a bomas yochid. So it seems Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon hold the same. That shecht on a yochid. That's why Rav Shimon said the posuk is going on. The posuk is going on. Not all to shecht on a bomas yochid, but shecht on a yochid. Then the Gemara said, according to Rav Yosi, how does Rav Yosi know really that the shecht on a yochid? So the Gemara says, because it says, ish lefi ochloi. Can shecht for an ish. So this ish, which from this ish we learn out that shecht on ala yochid. Now we just said Rav Shimon holds like Rav Yosi, but he also holds shecht on ala yochid, and therefore he uses the leisuchal is boya as a pesach be'echod. It's going not on a yochid, it's going on a bonus yochid. So Rav Shimon holds mistama like Rav Yosi. So if he holds Sheikhtan al Yochid, so you learn now from the Ish that Sheikhtan al Yochid. So how can he use this Ish to be Memayit Isha? We need this Ish to tell me that the Sheikhtan al Yochid. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Like the Gemara, Tommy the Rabbi Yossi saw the Lord Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Shimon. The Lissuchel is Boyer Be'echod is going on a bomb as Yochid, Namana Yochid. So Shimon Ami saw the Rabbi Yossi, the Sheikh and all Yochid. So Bavahu mi boy lady Sheikh Musa Pesach ala Yochid, she need the Ishla for Yochid to tell me that you Sheikh Musa Pesach ala Yochid. Oh, Malachim, Kei Nichtel Rachman Elefi Ochloi. Ala Yochid, you can figure out without the word Ishla, for Yochloi is also Losh and Yochid. My ish, shamet mi neitanti. From here we see both halachas. That the ish v'lo isha. Let us see Rashi. V'hom. Rabbi Yossi saw v'lo krab shimi. Nein sheikhtem pesach b'bo mishyochit l'such l'izboya. So that's going on b'bo mishyochit, not on the yochit. Rabbi Shimon Ami saw v'lo krab yoyisi di'av mishla v'yochloi sheikhit pesach ala yochit. Dilay svira like him was, if he would not hold like him, he might die back of the drosha the day yoster, but two mash mishapik Rabbi Yehuda, then sheikh nala yochit. So koch, he holds this drosha, vish lefi yochloi. The Gemara says, no, lefi yochloi, but la vish nami nafkelon, miloshin yochit, the sheikh the pesach ala yochit. Vish tarshin alay, lamutay ishe. Rab Shimon nami sovelo ki Rab Yossi zoktois vesteime dul me sovelo ki Rab Yehuda vetarti shamet mekir avrinu leel Rab Yehuda. Vektois is amoyer li ke kashe. The Gemara asked according to Rab Yehuda that Tarshin zoktuch lis boichas ha Pesach be'echod is going in shechten ala yochid. How does he know the iser of Bomas Yochid? She says in Tarshin Bomas Yochid also from this posit. So we see you can Tarshin two droshes from this posit. You can Tarshin Bomas Yochid plus in shechten ala yochid. So why did the Gemara assume that Rav Shimon holds like Rav Yaisi? Rav Shimon can hold like Rav Yehuda also. Rav Yehuda also dashes Rav Shimon's drasha. That goes on Bomas Yochid, and it also goes on in Sheikh and Allah Yochid. That's the Yisrus Kash. Keman Ozla, ha da oma Rabbe Loza. Now the Gemara brings a maimim Rabbe Loza. Isha berishain chayva, ubishaini rishus. Isha by the Pesach Rishon is a chayva, ubesheini rishus, v'doicha es ha-shabbos. So before the Gemara goes to the command, also the Gemara is a problem. I rishus, if it's a rishus, amai doicha es ha-shabbos. So how can it be doicha shabbos? It's a rishus, it's not a kolm chayva. How can it be doicha shabbos? Ela eime, it's a mistake in the Baraisa. V'sheini rishus, uberishain chayva, V'doiche es ha-shabes. So, an isha is v'rishin chayve, sheini rishus, and v'rishin is v'rishin shabes. Keman, ki Rabbi Yehuda. So, you're going to Rabbi Yehuda, that's it, it's Rabbi Yehuda. So, Rabbi Yehuda is going to according to Rabbi Yehuda, that isha v'rishin chayve, v'sheini rishus. Now, the havamin of the Gemara, we had a different gilsa before. Isha v'rishin chayve, v'sheini rishus, V'doiche es ha-shabbos. So the Gemara had a problem. How is it doiche Shabbos if it's a rishus? But let us say words. What do the words mean? The words mean that Pesach Sheini is a rishus, and Isha is a rishus, and it's doiche Shabbos. It's doiche Shabbos. But rishus means that l'chayre she brings herself. Because if Rishus would mean that she's a nitpal with the chabure, with tzchorim, so then there's no kasha why it's Teich Shabbos. It's Teich Shabbos not because of us, Teich Shabbos because of them. So kochoch Rishus means that she can bring a Pesach Sheni. So we have here a raya, yesterday we said over Masas Moshe from a Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says, a mayor holds Pesach Rishon is a Rishus, and an Isha can bring a Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheini is a Nitpal. So he says, Rishus does not mean Nitpal. Rishus can mean she can bring a Pesach by herself. And there's a Nitpal also. Nitpal is another Dalga. So that's the Chmir, you don't need a Yerushalmi. The Havamin of the Gemara was also like that. You could say that a Isha is a Rishus to bring a Pesach Sheini. So the Gemara only had a problem with the Rishus, why is it Teich HaShabbos? So then the Gemara turns it around and says, Rishen Choyven Teich HaShabbos, Hashem is Rishus. Zog Rashi. Geschuss und Eiches HaShabbos mit mir. Sucht die Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yaakov, Omar Rav Yochanan, ein Oysin Chabure Shekulam Geirem, we did not make a Chabure Shekulam Geirem, Shema Yidaktiko Boy Viviyu Lidei Psu. Yeva Chabure Shekulam Geirem, they'll have a whole bunch of Dikdukim and Chumres, and they'll pass all the calls. Sucht Rashi. Because he dug the good boys, because she ain't on the daytime. They're not the daytime. They're not London. Yachmiru all of the dugdik. So everything, so if you have a person that's a machmer and a medagdik and not a bentayre, it's a chmon and it's love. So everything will be a shayl, everything will be a sofik, and you'll pass all the kobi. You'll salu al chinam. So therefore, you're not allowed to make a chabure with only gerim, because she can end up with a possible kobin pesa. All the chumras and diktuki. Let's see Tosfos. Shem yidag the boy v'yehu lidei psu. Tame the boy l'meima. The Gemara seems to be saying the geirim midag the kim v'yoisa. The geirim amor midag. Aces between you and me. Tosfos saying in the bnei yisrael you can also say they're not bnei teir. But then that's such as the midag the kim. The trachna Tosfos alcha chumres. They know that. But gebrain the tatat gebrain. They say you always want a kolben pesach. There wasn't much of a kolben pesach. The Gerim, it's new. It's the first time. They have 25 shalis without hayro, what to do. So the boy in the name of the Gerim, it dagged the Gibi Yosef. V'domi lahod amrin. So it's similar. The Gemara says, kol mitzvah shachzike bo kusim, habe medagged the Gibi Yosef mi Yisrael. If you find kusim also, they're more medagged. So the Gemara seems to be saying that Gerim are medagged. So what's the time? It'll be Rishalmi Goras, and Rishalmi steht verkehrt. Omar Rab Yaakov Bar Yitzchak B'Shem Rab Yosi and Oysen Chabur Shal Geirim Shemiter Shem Mikul Kol and Meim Medagdikim V'Yeviyu L'Day Psu. Because the Yerushalmi says Tum Fakir since the Mikul Kol and that they'll pack a parcel it. Obachol Duch Tanami Chazin in the Geirim Loi Daiki B'Mitzvah Ski Yisraelim V'Och Ikom at the Geirim Medagdikim Yosi. So that's Tosfos Kashyap Sapsapsa Modne Gemore that here we find the Geirim HaMedagdikim. There's a Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Ayin Aleph. A very interesting Tosfos. There the Gemara says, "Kosher Geirim LiYisrael Kesapachas." So there's a lot of Mahalchim and Tosfos. What's so bad about Geirim? So Rashi says that there's a Kutanat Zehir in the Mitzvahs and the Yidin Lan Zechopfen Zeh, they have a Zech with them. So it's no good. You learn zilzel from them. That seems very good with the bottom of the place. Then I'm a dagdik. V'harav Avron Ger perish, but Rav Avron Ger said a different shah in the Gemara. Lefi shagerim bekiyim b'mitzvahs, u'medagdikim b'hem, iskoshim heim li Yisrael, d'mitoich kaha kavish boch u'maska v'niseim shal Yisrael. So the Hebrews did that's a medike kipr gan the Yidin. She'ein oisin ritzoyne shal mokeh, Priyagavne Motsinu Gabi Hatsaisha Tolfis. She told Elio, Bosse Laila Askira Savoini. She told like this, I was a tzadekis. You come around, so Mamela Bachyan upon him. So Mamela, so it's a Gavaldika Kitri. So Rabbi Avron Ger said Pshat, Koshi Geirimu is no Kisapachas, because the Shagerim Bikim Bemitzvah, so Medagdikim Behem, so it's a Medagdiki Kitri, Kikri Medatana Mitzvah. That's Rav Avrom Ger. So the Bach says over there, oh, like Rav Avrom Ger is we see Faker that the Gerim are Bekim and Medag Bekim. He wants to emphasize the Bach and Kedushin. But Achsemir, it's a Pella. Bishloim and Rashi is a very good combination. The Medag Bekim, the Machmirim, and the not B'nai Torah. Achmon and it's long, so then you can pass a Lakol. But according to Rav Avrom Ger, a geirim bikiyim b'mitzvahs, a medagdikim b'hem, so fakir. They do meredik. They do what you're supposed to do. That's the kitra gan klal yisrael. So why can't you make a chabure? Why? Who says they'll passel it? If they're bikiyim b'mitzvahs and the medagdikim, they're the ideal people. So l'chayre, I don't understand, according to the Bach, it's weidishver on the Gemara. So why can't you make a chabure of geirim?